Mary, just since now, will you make sure and send Serene's new address to everybody on that committee?
Yeah. And once I find it works, I definitely will.
Okay,
we'll work on it till I find one
hundreds
that does
of email
work.
A day.
Do you have mine, Patty?
Yeah, they have.
Are the mails coming around with yours? I think so.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
So we're tabling this till...
All right. So let's table to the next meeting, which is...
July 10th.
July 10th. Okay.
Great.
Now, item B was a legal opinion on the extension of the election's time frame.
Well, yeah. We got that from Richard Extempore last time, you know. He said he's a lawyer, and he gave his opinion and said that extending the memberships wouldn't be a problem, but curtailing them would be. I don't know if that's... Well, have we got any other legal opinion in the meanwhile?
Well, that's incorrect, and I don't know who... I think, Mary, you were on with us on Friday night.
Right.
And actually,
is that who's speaking?
This is Serene.
That's Serene.
The bylaws actually state that the members will have to vote for either an extension or shortening of any term. So we're about a lot of money to get that mailing out if it's done separately from, you know, anything else that we're doing to the entire foundation.
Yeah, there's a section in the bylaws that does say that. But whether there's anything we can do about it, I don't know.
I think, this is Carolyn, there's another issue here, and that is that the foundation has not, to my knowledge, hired a law firm that is on retainer. So getting a legal opinion until they do that could cost us more money. And since we have to ask permission for that, we'll have to get a cost estimate if, in fact, we want a legal opinion. So maybe we should work on the time frame first and look to paying for an opinion after we have agreed to one.
This is Wendy. Can I ask a question? Serene, I might have missed part of that. Did you just say that, I thought that what they were talking about was that if we wanted to change the dates of the timeline, it's going to end up affecting the terms of the members that are in right now, right?
Of all members, essentially. Every regardless of whether your term ends in 2006 or 2007.
Right, and so I thought that they said, well, so the issue is, somebody's term is either going to be lengthened or shortened, and then you said that there was some difference if you would have to put it out to a vote of the membership if you did it separately. Could you explain what you said?
I'm saying you would have to take it to a vote of the membership regardless of how you do it.
Okay.
Any shortening or lengthening of a term.
Okay.
Require a vote.
Okay, yeah. Any other items on that?
I think it's in Article 17.
Yeah, and this isn't a matter of getting a legal opinion. The bylaws simply state very directly that we're not allowed to do it without a vote.
What about suspension? Oh, I'm sorry.
What about suspension?
The bylaws don't speak to that. They're silent on that. So then I guess according to the bylaws, we'd have to look at Roberts, but... I don't know that this...
Well, the board has, and the governance committee has already been through that. That's
right, we've already been through that.
I don't know what that was.
All right, moving right along.
So what are we going to do about this? We'll just,
Oh, I'm sorry, I was suggesting that we simply work on the time frame and worry about an opinion if we come up against a problem.
Yeah, let's do that. Because then we could always. I think that's a good idea because if we put down what we think is the best thing, the way we said earlier, if we can't do it, we can't do it. But if we start by saying what we can't do, we're not going to be thinking of the best thing. So let's just start with that. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Well, this is Serene. I'm looking at the bylaws right now.
Mm-hmm.
It is Article 17. It's Section 1 B. Subsection 3.1, and it says the members shall vote on any proposed amendment approved by the board or the delegates, even if said amendment was not proposed by a member petition, if said amendment would do any of the following: increase or extend the terms of directors or delegates. So that's not an issue of legal interpretation. That's pretty much straightforward. We have to decide if in fact we're proposing a change in timeline that's going to result in an extension or a shortening of someone's term, what the cost is going to be if we do it in this round. If we do it in the next round, it can go out with the ballots. So there won't be a separate cost.
I see what you're saying, but I just don't personally feel I could. I don't know offhand if I don't think it's impossible that we could get a timeline which would appear to extend the terms, but we could work it in such a way that it didn't some way. I just don't. Okay. I still think we should sort of be in a brainstorming mood to think mode to see what works best.
Okay.
I don't know. What do other people think?
Well, no matter what, if you change it, it changes it. It's going to extend or shorten somebody's term, so I really don't understand what you're saying.
Hmm. Well, I sort of had an idea, but I don't. It may have left and gone out the window. But it was here. It spoke to me, honestly. I'm sorry you didn't hear it.
Actually, there is another possibility that we talked about last year, and that is to change the time frame internally so that the terms of the delegates' terms in office are not changed, but the sticking point seems to be the mailing and also the time for campaigning. So if we could adjust those internally without affecting the terms of the delegates, in other words, the dates that they were seated, that might be possible. And I haven't looked at the list carefully enough to know if that's possible there. That's one of the solutions we thought about last year briefly and then didn't get to doing it in detail.
I didn't get that written. Is there a way that you could point me? Is there anything written about
that? Yes, we could play with the internal time. In other words, the length of time for mailing, or if we did it first-class mailing, that would not be an issue. But the supervisor's complaints seem to be around the mailing times.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
There were other issues that might be lengthened or shortened between the two endpoints, is my
point. Right.
Yeah.
Point of information, are the only bylaws that need a vote of the membership the ones that extend a director's time, or do all bylaws amendments need a vote of the membership?
No, the ones that extend the time. Serene, have you got it in front of you?
I've got to go back to it.
Oh, I've got to go
I
back.
I have it. This is Ted.
Okay.
It's there are five different conditions.
Oh, here we are. Mm-hmm. Right.
It's increase or extend the terms, increase the quorum for members' meetings or members' action, change proxy rights, authorize a different voting method, or materially and adversely affect a member's right as to voting or transfer.
So the main, some of those are...
Okay, so this is Wendy. This is kind of goofy, but technically we could then, without doing a mailing, just have the election like midterm, and, you know, whatever time we decided on, and then the director wouldn't take their seat.
Exactly.
6 months or something. That'd be kind of crazy. And
see, Wendy,
practical.
See, I did have an idea. Now it's gone over to Texas. See, I did.
Oh, well, that was it. Well, I don't know if it's a good idea or not, but
well,
it would.
I didn't see it was a good one.
I mean, by the time the 6 months passed, maybe the person wouldn't want to do it anymore.
Well, it brings a whole new meaning to the term lame duck, and we saw enough lame ducks.
Yeah.
But it is, but things like that we haven't thought of might be possible that aren't so weird and crazy. That's all I meant. I think we should not. Let's just think what the timeline ought to be, when it ought to start, when it ought to stop, and then go back and alter it.
All right, so these are all issues to be considered by the people who are working on the conference. Good enough.
Before we move on, I'm sorry to be this picky, but what did we decide to do about... Oh, we're each going to write up what... what did we decide to do about the staff... Oh, we're just going to each write stuff up and come next time, and you're going to talk to the managers, and we're going to pursue the various things we thought of about the database, right? Is that correct?
I think that's what we agreed.
Yeah, we all were going to write up. Okay, I have it. Okay.
In my case, I'm going to wait until I see what staff presents, and then I'll probably layer my thoughts on top of it.
Yeah, I think all of us prepare to do a little outreach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or in reach, or however you want to characterize it.
Should we post our results on the list, perhaps, or send them to Mary, or both?
Okay. Post them on the list, I guess.
That would be great.
fine. Thank you. All right, so moving right along, the item C was the mission statement. Rob has been good enough to give us a draft here.
Oh, cool.
Does anyone else have a copy of the draft?
Did he send it?
Yes.
Just recently. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Can we hear it stated, if anybody...
Do you want me to read it first?
Please.
Yes, that's a good idea, Rob. Thank you.
Okay. This is a rough cut, so I'm sure we'll make changes. The mission of the Pacifica National Board's Elections Review Committee is, number one, to review the processes associated with democratically electing listener and staff delegates to the Foundation's local station boards for the purpose of making specific recommendations to the PNB on how best to implement those sections, and then paren found in Articles 2, 3, and 4 of the bylaws dealing with the elections. Such recommendations shall include criteria and guidelines for promulgating comprehensive election regulations and may include recommendations for amending the revised bylaws. For example, amendments to establish a more effective timetable for planning, conducting, and completing local station board elections, or to identify possible criteria for waiving financial requirements of membership without creating a disincentive for listeners to become members. Two, to review the findings, conclusions, and recommendations made to Pacifica management and the PNB by national election supervisors and local elections coordinators, and to propose to the PNB goals and priorities for implementing such recommendations. Three, to provide oversight and planning for election processes, and to help coordinate the cooperation and interactions of the independent election supervisors and coordinators charged with the conduct of the elections and the local elections committees representing the local station members and listeners whose participation is necessary for the success of the elections process. Four, the committee may investigate the efficacy of various choice voting systems as it pertains to Pacifica's listeners' demographic profiles and in view of its election frequency and other criteria. The committee should also develop a means of certifying the accuracy of the software documentation of algorithms used to tabulate votes in accordance with the type of choice voting method to be used. Five, the committee may also make recommendations to the PNB on unanticipated consequences of bylaws language pertaining to internal elections processes of Pacifica governance bodies. For example, language that stipulates single transferable voting and instant runoff voting methods for standing committees of the PNB. That's it.
Okay. Yeah, I got it here.
Okay.
Rob, do you have computer access right now? Could you send that to me?
I can jump off and send a copy of it to you.
No, I can send it to you. Wait now. I'll send it to serene_lsb@yahoo.
No, that's not the address. I'm sending it to you in a minute with a note.
Okay, then if you do that, I don't have to get offline to send it to you.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Have to get off the call to send it.
Can we just give her the email address now, Serene, so she can send it to you right away?
I'd rather not announce it on a national call. Thanks.
Ah,
good
right. Okay.
Scrap already.
Okay.
That makes sense.
But at any rate, let me just explain what I'm trying to say in those five portions. The first part of it is to basically advise the national board on how to implement the elections language in the bylaws. And my sense is that we need to have elections policy. In other words, we need to have comprehensive regulations that dictate how the elections process is going to be run that are a standalone regulatory body. In other words, when you pass a law, the law, like bylaws, is supposed to specify the general structure of governance and the principles, but not all the details. If we try to put all of the details on how we run elections in the bylaws, we're going to have disaster. The purpose is to have separate policy documents, whether you call them regulations or a code or what. And I think some of the issues that we want to address, for example, are the timetables, which have not been constructed in such a way as to ensure that the elections process operates effectively. Secondly, there are some things that we talk about, and I use this as an example, and we may not want to use this in the mission statement, but one of the things that we've had a great deal of difficulty with is defining what are the criteria for waiving, the financial requirement for members. And one of the issues there is if we create a disincentive for people to become members of our stations, we're gonna work against our funding base. So those are the types of things that this group should specifically talk to the board about doing to implement the bylaws. The second part is simply to review the findings and conclusions and recommendations that we get every time there's election from the national and the local supervisor and tell the PNB what they ought to implement and how and what the priority for that is. The third is to try to make sure that there is a cooperative relationship going on between the local elections committees, which should represent the culture of elections process as it develops in Pacifica over time, and these independent officials. We need the officials to be independent for the integrity of the process, but we've also seen recently how sometimes the national election supervisor or in some cases local elections coordinators can ignore the greater good of what's going on. For example, one of the points that Mary Berg makes very eloquently is that we should have a timeline for the elections process, which basically says before you go on to the next step in the elections process, you have to make sure that you've done certain things correctly. Because if you don't do them correctly and you go forward, you risk throwing the entire election off, either off schedule or invalidating it altogether, which can be hideously expensive for us. And that's what I think this committee can help do. There's a good reason for the local elections committees to have some autonomy and to have some authority in what they do to protect the culture of elections, but there's also a need for the supervisors and the coordinators to be running the elections independently. The fourth item has to do with the fact, and we haven't had a lot of discussion about this, but there are a number of choice voting methods, and they work differently based on what type of an organization you are, what type of elections you run, and what your goals in having those elections are. And I think we should be very clear on which type of election, which type of choice process is best for an organization like Pacifica. The second thing, which I think is a big issue, which some of us are concerned about and some of us may not be aware about, is when we buy these softwares, when we have somebody tabulate the election, we need to have some sort of confidence that the software that's tabulating the election, for example, if it's instant runoff voting method, there has to be some documentation available that makes it certain that the way it's doing the tabulations is according to an instant runoff voting method that you could do manually. We've seen systems, at least in the first election, the software that was doing the tabulations could not be documented, so we didn't know for sure what algorithms it was using. Was it instant runoff voting? We didn't know. We trust it was, but we need to be clear about that, and I think that's an issue that this committee should be very certain about. The last item has to do with something that we've talked about before. We do other types of elections around governance, and I think in some cases this committee should make sure that some of the things that we're doing do not create difficulties in the way we govern ourselves. For example, when we use instant runoff voting to put people on standing committees and to elect officers where there's only one or possibly two candidates, it creates a real problem for us for the smooth operation of governance. And I think this committee should have something to say about those things to the PNB. That's it. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Well, it's a very thorough explanation.
Madam Chair?
What is your pleasure? Yes,
Lauren. This is Lauren. This is excellent. I printed it out. There's one thing about I think that we didn't really include, and this is the whole thing about finance and elections and how that should be, what the rules should be involving the basic financing of the elections in terms of having access to a listener or donor list, and if there should be some type of cap or something on the amount of funds that could be used to generate or to actually finance elections, particularly when you come down the slates and how that's been done, and the resource and the source of funds for that. So maybe we can kind of like either think about that or talk about that in terms of the elections. That would be great.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments?
I do. This is Ted.
Ted?
I'd like to ask Rob a couple of questions. At the beginning you said something about these would be election rules, whatever you call them. I'm wondering why you are not precise in the language that you call them, like special rules or standing rules. I'm very much committed to the idea of calling them either one or the other, because then they connect with Robert's Rules of Order, and you know what in the world you're doing. But if you don't label them properly, then there's no clarity as to how you amend them.
Well, Ted, I'm not sure what terms of art apply here. My model for doing stuff like this is a legislative model, where basically you enact laws, and the bylaws are our laws. And the bylaws, in my view, like any laws, should describe a structure of governance and general principles that are to be, you know, you want certain outcomes to occur, and you don't want certain outcomes, and you don't want certain unanticipated outcomes to occur. But the second part of that is you have to promulgate regulations, which in any jurisdiction, in a city, I'm sure in Houston and in Harris County, you're going to have elections authorities that have got codes of elections that regulate precisely how those things operate. And that implements the law. That implements the basic law in the statutes at large that Harris County or the city of Houston has for its elections process. But the law that gets passed is not, you know, a 500-page regulatory codicil. So I don't care what it's called, but the point is there should be a policy implementing the bylaws that describes how the election is conducted. We should not try to put all of that into the bylaws itself. That's not the function of bylaws. That's the function of the policies,
right,
or the guidelines that are done to implement the bylaws.
Let me interrupt you just to say we're on the same page. I agree with you, and I just think we need to call them either special rules or standing rules.
Well, send me the nomenclature, Ted, and I'd be happy to change it.
It's in the book. You know, you just need to get that $17 version of Robert's Rules, and it will tell you.
Why don't you just send it to
him? Why don't you just send it to me? I mean, why do you want to see me jump over another hoop?
Oof. Yeah.
Because I would have to type all that stuff up out of the book and send it to you. It's not available online.
What stuff?
The definition of either standing rules or special rules.
No, we're not talking.
Why would I have to put the whole definition into a mission statement?
I don't understand that either.
Let's not get bogged down.
I don't think Ted is suggesting you put the definition in there, but he's looking for those terms, and maybe we need to have the definition as a working matter, Ted, for all of us.
What I'm saying is that this thing is called, we label it as special rules of Pacifica for elections.
Well, Ted, this is Mary Burke,
yeah.
And the distinction between standing rules and special rules, are you saying that the standing rules are bylaws and the special rules are not? Because is that the case? Okay, if that's not the case, then it seems to me we're just talking about whether you codify something in bylaws or in a policy manual, which is a different document.
Well,
I don't know where the standing rules and special rules come in. You can have a policy manual, and you could have policies that you put in there.
If you call it a policy manual, it has no connection with how you amend it. If you call it special rules or standing rules, there is clarity to how you amend it.
Oh, God.
Ted, may I?
Okay, I take your point, Ted.
Can you send us the page reference in Robert's Rules, please? Just put it online, and we'll take it from there.
Say it again?
Would you just send us the page reference to the definitions you're referring to? Because obviously we don't know them.
Okay, I'll find it in just a few moments. There's two other questions that I've got. Why this idea of, in number three, independent election supervisors? I have a real problem with the idea that the election supervisor is independent.
Well, that may be the case, but I think the notion for that is that you want to make sure that the people that are conducting the elections are not going to be part of any kind of a faction or a clique or a sphere of influence.
people are there not involved with any aspect of Pacifica. They're
independent. Two people, I really can't hear Rob if somebody else is talking and over.
Yes, Mary, let's Rob finish and then Mary.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Ted, I think the point is that the idea is that those officials are there to run an election whose integrity is unquestionable, and they're independent in that sense. The on the other hand, you've got the local elections committees that have a sense of what it's going to take to make the thing work, and there have been clashes in the past where we've had supervisors who have not been alive to the reality on the ground of how the election has to occur. And I think that there has to be cooperation between the two of them, but I think on the one hand, if you allow the local election supervisors or the national election supervisor to dictate to the local elections committees, they won't function. Similarly, if you let the local elections committees, you know, tell the national supervisor or the local supervisors what to do, they would not be, you know, they would not be independent in the sense of being, you know, of being able to guarantee the integrity of the election. This is simply to say, one of our roles is to make sure that they're working together, one of whom is protecting the culture of the elections within the organization, the other is assuring that the elections are operated in an open and above board fashion.
Mary?
Well, yeah, the supervisor needs to be independent of any aspect of Pacifica, is all I was going to say, or any of its stations. Otherwise, they have to be independent.
Mm-hmm.
But what Rob was talking about is that we have accountability procedures built in all along the way. The independent doesn't mean they're unaccountable. We have accountability, and we will want to put teeth into it. So, but you certainly don't want someone who is not independent. You don't want someone who's, you know, a program director or something. I mean, they have to be not connected.
Ted, did you have one more point to make? And then I think we might want to think about how to come back to this mm-hmm. next week in a more organized way.
Yeah, I just think that the word independent throws open a whole lot of vagary. If Rob is clear that in the rest of what he's written there, it eliminates the vagaries. I certainly don't want any of the things that, was it Mary who just spoke about this? I agree with Mary that we don't want people accountable or to staff or management. I want an independent election supervisor, but I certainly want them accountable to the national election supervisor, who I presume is accountable to the national board in some respect. But I just don't want that word independent to leave open the fact that there could be the possibility of running elections in one area of the country in a way that is significantly different from another area of the country.
Well, let's get some of that accountability language in there to
mm-hmm.
clarify what we mean by when don't mean by independent.
Mm-hmm.
Good.
May I suggest that we all come back with some written comments on this,
mm-hmm.
questions, clarifications, and so on for next
mm-hmm.
week to look at this statement? That's agreeable.
I have one more thing, and then I'll be done with the point. I wanted to ask a question that's been burning for a long time. It has to do with, have you guys, either in elections for your local board committees or officers or anything like that, or in any way, have you used drawing straws to determine the outcome of any of your elections because of ties, as we have in Houston?
It's in the bylaws.
I'm asking if New York, Washington, Berkeley, Los Angeles, if you have used drawing straws to settle the outcome of any election for officers.
Was that the same as drawing numbers out of a hat?
Yeah.
We used the numbers in the hat.
Yeah, then the answer is yes.
Yes, I think we did straws at when we had our first election to
the...
So
I think we've avoided it after that pretty well.
What do you mean avoided it?
Well, we haven't had the need. We've avoided ties.
But no tie.
Well.
Consciously.
And I got to remind everybody that at the first PNB meeting of this year, when we were working on who would be the chair, we came up with a dead tie, and it was suggested to go by the Robert's Rules procedure, which said, talk it out some more, vote again. So we did that, same result. We spent another hour talking about it again, and finally did change their vote. But what we should have done was go by what it says in the bylaws, because we were deadlocked, you know?
Good point. Well, can we move on here, Chair, if that answers your question?
Yeah.
I don't want to spend too much more time on this. Rob, thank you so much.
Can I ask one question of the group very quickly? One area that I thought about but I wasn't able to come to any conclusions about, it seems to me that one of the most important things about the elections process that we haven't yet got a handle on is how we promote listener participation.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always hovering right around the quorum, the 10% figure. But I think at some point there must be something that we can, it's going to have something to do with the way we publicize this about the, on the radio perhaps. But I think theoretically if we do this democratic elections process right, we'll get more listener involvement in the process of voting in the elections and then in governance. And if anyone has any ideas about that specifically, I'd like to hear them, because I think that's really an important issue that we never talk about. So that's it.
I would just say that we need to start having better meetings ourselves, and then the rest will come. Better candidates will come, better organization will come, and more people will vote for them.
Boy, that is true. We have had a decline in our area because of the contentious meetings that we've had, and people have expressed themselves about it. I'm very clear.
Well, Rob, would you like to put this on the agenda for next week?
Well, I'd like to put it on the agenda, subject to everybody having some ideas about it, because I think it's a critical issue, and I think what Wendy and Mary said about it having to do with the lack of civility and the tenor of our meetings is true, but I think we need to make a strong statement about it, and again, this we may be saying some of the same things that people on other committees like the Governance Committee and the Code of Conduct are doing, so, yeah, that's fine, let's put it on the agenda.
This is Serena, I have a point of information.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What time did this meeting actually start? Because one page of KPFTX says 7 p.m. Eastern and the other says 8 p.m. Eastern. So, and when I called using the code that I had from other meetings at 7, no one was on the line. So when did you guys actually start?
Well, we actually got here about 3 or 4 minutes after 7. It did start a few minutes late, but it did start at 7.
Okay.
And it was noticed. I sent out a couple of notices to that effect.
Well, we just went through the process that you didn't send me
any. It took a long time to get a quorum. I mean,
I had to use the other number, though. I had to use the one that begins with 9, because when I did the regular one, the 83679 or whatever it is, I was the only one on the call.
Right.
Mary, that is not the one I sent out. I sent out 949.
Okay, and I was in a hurry, so I didn't get my email about it.
The answer to the question is that it started after the top of the hour.
It was 35 minutes after the hour.
That's right.
We were making a comment on that regard.
It's 35 minutes.
No, we were streaming at 35 minutes, but the line was open, and we were talking.
We were waiting for a prom.
At about 2 minutes
in, the right code.
I was pointing out that in addition to the fact that I received no notice and so didn't know what code we were using, one page of KPFTX says the meeting would start at 7 p.m. Eastern. The other page says 8 p.m. Eastern. So, you know, someone sort of needs to double-check these things and make sure that they're consistent.
Well, if you could send me or Mary which page you could refer to.
There's such a thing as public notice, Carolyn. Is it too much to ask that someone check
KPFTX? Point of order, we are not in a point of information any longer. Can we go on with the agenda?
Yes, thank you. If that's all right, let's go to the next item. Now, we didn't set a closing time, and it's 5 of 9. Can we look at an adjournment time of 10? I had
Please.
Another hour?
Two items. And A is an analysis discussion of the PNB resolution in the first part of the table. And B was an analysis discussion of the recommendations, pages 6 to 8 of the table. So if we can discuss for a minute or two how to allocate our time.
I would stay on for another hour.
Thank you. I'd like to propose that we end this meeting in 30 minutes.
I would second that.
Who said that? Who?
Wendy.
Okay.
Okay. Should we take a vote on 30 minutes? As opposed to an hour.
Okay. Does anyone have?
You want to call the vote, Mary?
Well, can we answer without objection? Or I mean, maybe there's no objection.
Yeah, is there no objection? Does anyone want to go?
Oh, I do object. I was hoping we could finish up tonight.
Okay.
One of these items.
Okay. So let's see now. Wait a second. Excuse me, I'm looking at the wrong... Hang on, my page just vanished. Sorry. Here, okay. So, Carolyn, you both...
No.
Yes? Huh? Okay. LaVarne?
I'll pass for now. I'm on the West Coast, so I'll pass.
You're passing. Okay. Rob? Rob?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, do you vote yes or no on close the meeting in 30 minutes, yes or no?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so
I'm
you're
going to pass
yes.
out now.
All right. Patty? Where's Patty?
Hello?
Oh, Patty? Okay, yes.
Oh, yeah, yes.
You want to vote yes? Okay.
Is this in 30 minutes?
In 30 minutes. Is that what you want?
You have new business left, right?
Right.
Yes.
So that's what you want. Okay. Wendy?
Yes.
You go, yes. Okay. Ted?
Yes.
Okay. I'm passing for the moment because I'm busy here. Melinda?
It's fine with me. I'm really not really that committed either way.
So what are you saying? You're saying...
Oh, that's okay. Yes. Whatever.
You want to go... Or you want to...
I'd like to get the business finished. But...
I don't know.
Yeah, which do you want to do? End in 30 minutes or finish the business?
Let's go ahead and finish the business.
Okay, so you're going to...
So that's a no.
That's a no. Whoopsie. And then Serene.
30 minutes.
Okay, it was your motion, right? Okay, so we've got one, two...
Back to LaVarne.
LaVarne passed.
Okay, so I passed, but I didn't abstain.
No, you passed, so I'm coming back to you.
Oh, thank you, Mary. Okay, I'm on the West Coast. I say no.
Okay, you say no. Okay, I'm going to abstain because it's not going to matter what I vote because there are five that want to quit and three, or if I voted no, it would be four, so we're going to quit in 30 minutes anyway. Does that anybody understand what I said? I might.
Yeah, you could still vote and it wouldn't make any difference. But fine.
We're ending at 9:30 or 9:29. Okay, let's move along then.
Okay.
The next item is the resolutions, and that would be the table that was in the Elections Committee report on page 1. And the way it's set up is that the original number is in the box, except where it's been left out by mistake. The identifying subject in bold caps, usually one word, one or two words, and then the resolution. The original one is on the left, and the resolutions passed by the PNB are on the right. So the first one is about the independent authority. We have, and the question I think that has been raised here is, were in fact these implemented as they were passed?
Can you tell me when you sent this to us?
Oh.
The date?
Yeah.
I think it must have been on the 17th, the 16th or the 17th.
Yeah, it was a while
back. As an attachment, and I think I put it into the file section. I should have.
But you also sent it out as an email, right?
Right, as an attachment.
I sent it out as an email to the to the list, both to the list and to the individuals.
So all we're doing is looking at the PNB, the things the PNB passed about elections last year?
That's right.
That were the recommendations by the Elections Review Committee of last year, and they brought them to the PNB, and if I remember correctly, most of them were approved.
Well, 24 of them were brought, 12 of them were considered.
Right.
And of the 12, some were modified, amended, revised, but they were passed in some form or another. So the way in which they were passed is in the second column. The amended resolutions passed by the PNB.
Right.
And, shall I read them as we go? For the
it says PNB ERC report final draft. Oh, no, that's final draft of that. Never mind.
This is a table attached to the report. To the
I'm sorry.
The report. Page one of the table.
Okay, got it. Thank you. Yes, read them.
Okay, the first one is authority. The National Election Supervisor shall have full independent authority to supervise all aspects of the elections and to direct national and station management as necessary, as well as the local election supervisors, to ensure that fair elections are conducted in compliance with the requirements of the bylaws. And that is pretty much the way it was presented.
Okay, so it passed 10-9.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we doing? We're just reviewing these to remind
ourselves? Well, in your opinion, was that in fact implemented? Did the supervisor have full independent authority? My own first reaction is no, that there was a good deal of interference there. And
no, well, you're talking about last time. I mean, these were passed during the end of June 2004, and we haven't had another election since then.
But during the election time, did in fact, was this done? Did the supervisor have full independent authority to supervise all aspects of the election?
I have a point of information.
Yes.
I don't have the agenda or, of course, any of the notes, but what is the point of this exercise?
Well, one of the work groups or the subcommittees that we formed was the Resolutions Implementation Committee, and that was to go through the resolution passed by the PNB to see if, in fact, they were carried out. If not, why not? Where they could be implemented better or where they deserve not to be implemented, with a view towards writing recommendations for the next election.
And who's on the task force? And is this, they're providing a report?
Well, then,
what is
I think we came after we decided that. Don't have anything in writing yet. Richard Phelps, Patty Heffley, Richard Phelps, Mary Burton, and I were on that group. And we didn't have anything in writing yet, but part of what I wanted to do was get feedback from you, from the committee, to what your feeling was about how well these were implemented locally.
I don't understand. We have a work group that was set to do some research on this aspect. We do not have a report, but we're going to spend committee time discussing it again?
Exactly. No, not again. We haven't done it yet.
Right, but that was the purpose of having a work group, so they can come back with their report, and we can then ask questions and move on, as opposed to the committee doing the work now for the work group to go back and do its report. I'm not getting something here.
Madam Chair, this is LaVarne.
Yes.
So we can move forward quickly. You've sent out the list, and is there a column there to give feedback on the exact questions that you're asking? Perhaps send that out again, and in the next meeting, either the work group or we can summarize the responses from each committee member and then summarize it at the next meeting. You think that
that's what I'd hope to get when I sent out the list this time, but no responses have come back. But I thought that working in a group, we might have a better reaction, because I think one of the things that has been happening here is that we're jogging each other's memories about how these things worked in our local areas.
Oh, okay. All right, I understand.
Mm. Yeah.
This one clearly was somewhat controversial, as Ted has pointed out. The whole question of full independent authority might need some defining.
Well, I think it isn't just like a mindless thing about, well, was it implemented or wasn't it, but if it was implemented, how was it written? What form did the implementation take? Was it implemented properly or improperly?
This is Wendy. It seems that I don't really know how to answer this, because I mean, we did have a case where all of a sudden this person decided to not include candidate statements with the ballots,
right.
And then
a
lot of us who work with the foundation more than just for those couple of months he was hired, then we went to our executives to try and find out, you know, to talk to them about it, and they said, well, that was his decision, you know. So on that, you know, if that is the case, then, yeah, he had too full of independent authority.
Right.
But, I mean, I just can't, I don't really know the answer to all of these things. Is ANTI direct national station management as necessary? Well, this obviously requires a lot more thought than I can give it right now.
Well,
right,
we can make a start.
Leaving.
I mean, one of the things that I found was that the national supervisor was supposed to meet with the local supervisors once a week.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I found out late in the game that some supervisors were not showing up for their teleconferences. And
okay.
So they had no connection, and the national supervisor evidently had no recourse. There was no way for him to deal with that question. So in Rob's language and Mary Berg's, do we want to put some procedures in place to make sure there's some accountability at each stage? So if there's a resolution like this, how much do we have to put in to make sure that it is actually implemented? What are the checks?
That doesn't even make sense to me, because it was the national supervisor who hired the local elected supervisors, and the only reason they wouldn't have any accountability is if the national guy knew he couldn't get somebody else to fill that position. I mean, it seems to me that there's accountability if they work for him. What am I missing?
We found that there was no accountability. Well, actually, we found after the fact that the contract that Kenny Mostern had paid him up front and gave him carte blanche pretty well, so he didn't
have
any...
They did have those meetings, because I know that our...
Excuse me.
One at a time here, Wendy,
yes,
and then I can Ted. Wendy?
I'm sorry. This is Serena. Point of order?
Excuse me, yes?
I know that the names of people... who were hired to work the election is not a secret, but I would ask that we try to be respectful in our descriptions of other people. After all, they are people, even if we disagree with some of their rulings.
Right. Yeah, it's not necessary to say their names.
Okay.
Thank you. Wendy?
Okay.
I was just talking out of turn. I know that they had those meetings because our local guy was on those teleconferences. So somebody showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, maybe every area.
Mm-hmm. Kid, were you next?
I think so. And I love the way some of the people on this call operate by saying, I know I was talking out of turn, and then they keep going, but they know how I feel about them, so it doesn't really matter. But I would like to suggest a procedural thing. We only have 20 minutes left in this meeting. What I would like to suggest is that the people from each local station, in the case of Houston, we've got three people on this call today, and what we do is we go to the third column in this box that I'm looking at, and we address each one of these points as to how it played out in our respective cities, and we come back with our information, either majority report, minority report, or hopefully consensus, in terms of each one of these items, and that we then provide the information to the next election supervisor or the national board, however it needs to be played out. But I don't think we have time right now tonight to go through these, and especially the items at the bottom that the national board ever approved. But
mm-hmm.
I think we need to meet locally between now and the 10th of July to develop our responses to how this thing played out.
This is Rob, Ms. Chair. I've got to jump off the call. I'm sorry. I've got something going on that I've got to attend to.
All right, Rob. Okay. Thank you.
I beg your indulgence. Thank you all.
Good night.
Thanks, Rob.
Well, I like Ted's idea of something to move that the members look at this and report back between now and the 10th.
On the 10th.
I mean, on the 10th?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm just going to mail mine and send mine an email.
Yeah.
I mean, and the idea is, I guess, to remind the PNB that they passed these things or something.
Well, and what the problems were with implementing them, I think, and see if we can't help make sure that if we think they're still worth the trouble, that perhaps they should be implemented. If not, let's say that, too.
I mean, some were never implemented.
That's some were never, yes, okay. That is correct.
I think we should just call it a report card on whether the motion...
All right, that sounds good.
Okay.
Any objections to that procedure? That sounds good.
Okay.
Well, since we're nobody is inclined to go through these one by one, if I read the sense correctly, perhaps we should have a motion to adjourn.
There were a couple of things. This is Madam Chair. This is LaVarne.
Yes.
Well, just on the votes for the chair and for the secretary, I don't believe I received most of the votes from our members. So if you could get those to me, I think everyone. Mary can send that email out again on my address.
Okay.
I have several points of information when you're done.
LaVarne, how many did you get?
I got from Wendy, Patty, I believe I got Carolyn's, and my own, of course. And did I get one from Melinda? It's like difficult checking my mail at times. I get reams of it. But so I need the rest of the ballots in.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And also, just quickly to Carolyn, I do have that... the minutes in on my disk at home.
Oh, good.
I will send those to you.
This is a point of information. What is that lovely font that you sent those minutes at?
Comic.
Very nice.
I use Comic. I think it's called
Comic.
Oh,
it is. Oh, I didn't recognize it. Very nice.
But
would you
do me a favor?
Sure. I didn't send mine in yet because I never got an address.
Oh, I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Please.
I don't know if I can be heard. I've been asking for a point of information.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
What is the time of the meeting on the 10th?
We changed the time from 7 Eastern to 8 Eastern, so it's 5 Pacifica, 8 Eastern on July 10th.
Is that going to be a Sunday?
Yeah.
It's a Sunday. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Now, I'm hearing references to an election. Was there a notice sent out to all committee members that there was going to be an election prior to the meeting? I'm sorry, may I finish my question? Prior to the meeting in which the election was discussed?
We had one candidate for each position.
Okay,
yes, that was
my question.
Yes, we did.
We sent it out in the agenda and with notice.
Okay, and have ballots also been sent to everyone?
No, just people were going to mail.
Yeah, we asked. Well, the way we've conducted all the other elections, you send the ballots into the secretary or to designate person.
Right. My question is, were notes sent out to everyone who may or may not have been on the call, indicating that elections had been discussed, people had been proposed or nominated, ballots were to be returned?
Yeah, we sent it out in the minutes and on the agenda for the next meeting.
Will someone be so kind as to send me those notices, because I have no record of any of that, so I didn't understand how we got a chance.
Mary, do you have those? If not, I should have copies of what you sent.
Well, I think I have the emails that were sent out.
Yeah, they had to send them out because LaVarne didn't want to give her address on the
right. Exactly. Okay, so I can either send that to Mary, then Mary can support
me. Okay, why don't you send it to me so I know what
I'm on Yahoo, not on my computer, so I can't do it right now because it's just weird.
Oh, yeah, well, I understand that.
Okay.
All right, was there not one more thing on that agenda?
Yeah, there was.
Yes.
Well, the other thing was equally as long, and there's not much point in starting it with 10 minutes left,
since that was
to do the same procedure with the pages 6, 7, and 8, the resolution, the recommendations that the PNB did not look at, much less call. And those are in the left-hand column, and the right-hand column is totally blank.
Right.
But there are 10 of them. 12 of them, excuse me.
So what's the question? Whether we want to pursue them?
Whether we want to go over those or not. So I guess they go over to unfinished business for next time.
Well, let's just...
Perhaps we should do the same procedure?
Yeah, just annotate whether they should be pursued, and if so, or not, if they should not.
Mary, do you have Serene's address now?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, good.
She sent it to me a bit ago.
Great. All right, well...
I didn't send anything back yet because I've been writing.
That's fine.
That I can do.
Does anyone have any other issues? Or?
I would just like to ask Serene to get a hold of me at her convenience.
That's kind of difficult. My arms aren't that long. But can I call you?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is Laverne again. I just want to, on the mission statement that Rob had prepared, just want to throw out again the issue about financing elections and how I think that all of us should think about what, you know, because the alternatives are things that can be done that would disrupt the election in terms of people being able to totally finance an election and to make sure that it's fair among all, you know, listener candidates or even staff candidates. So I think we should all think about that in terms of how we should mm-hmm. handle the financing of our elections.
So, so are you saying that should be an agenda item or what?
Well, I'm just saying that, we can't, that should be part of the mission in terms of how...
Oh, part of the mission, that's right, yeah.
Okay. We can't think about passing any motions without adding a financial statement in any event, so that's good advice.
No, that's great, because we try to get that agreed upon in our local area, and persons on this call very loudly objected to it, so it'd be great if we could actually have that.
We did pass that at the PNV meeting in Berkeley. Jab. I want to ask Serena a question. Are you on the governance or the bylaws subcommittee at BAI?
I am.
So you guys were working on a revised election timeline. We were thinking that it would be good for us to get together somehow, or at least maybe if you guys could tell us what rationale you came up with for, or somehow we should work together. So because this committee wants to recommend a change in timeline.
Yeah, we were trying to avoid both the real world elections and the fundraising drives during what would be our campaign season.
Right. And so I saw, you want to change it basically by 6 months, right?
About 5 months, yeah.
Okay.
I'll email it to
so
the...
So that was the entire rationale, just avoid fund drives and election campaign?
Well, yeah, those are the two big things that sort of prevent us, you know,
right,
from doing a full local station board campaign. And as soon as I'm added to the listserv, I'll be happy to share the calendar with everyone.
Yeah, let me just ask, were you thinking about doing that, or do you have any idea which year you would want to you would hit for implementing that?
I don't have the dates in front of me, but we talked about having the elections end in early May.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Actually, Wendy, I did send that through to the committee. And May 7th was the proposed change for the closing date, from November 15th to May 7th.
Yeah, I saw that. I think I think
that's where it's from. Yeah, it's from the bylaws recommendation.
Yeah, it sounds like as good a time as any. I'm just now trying to. I wasn't expecting to change it by that many months, so I have. But anyway, cool.
I have a question for Laverne, Mary Berg.
Sure.
When you send those, you said you had some minutes. Could you send them to me as well?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I'll send it. Okay. And then we can, because you were saying that you couldn't get yours off.
That's the ones
line.
Of the six where I couldn't.
Time, right.
Yeah, that would be good. So
right.
I could.
So I'd have given a hard copy to Carolyn, but I put it on file. And that's when she was here for the PNB meeting, so I will send that.
Oh, that'd be good.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
Second.
Okay, thank you very much, people, and I'll see you Sunday the 10th.
All right,
that's right.
July, Carol.
But
bye.
We'll hear from
good
you
night all.
Hey, Carolyn, thank you for all your work.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Thank you for coming.
Thank
be sure
you
to get that address.
Was for most of you.
Thank
hey,
you.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye. I need to be sure to get the address.
Oh, wait, Carol, I'm going to talk with...
Yes?
Who was I was going to after the meeting. Oh, the calendar.
Oh, Mary, yes, I want to talk to you.
Yeah, should we...
Privately?